USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving, citing a rise in new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. During a coronavirus task force briefing on Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence says we are prepared to continue to fight the coronavirus.
With PPE and medical supplies and equipment that are available to the American people, with the medicines and the therapeutics, and very soon the vaccines that are available, America has never been more prepared to combat this virus than we are today.
Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani is claiming there was clear and widespread voter fraud during the presidential election. Giuliani and other lawyers for President Trump making those assertions during about an hour and a half press conference on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important. But I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. Trump campaign legal advisor Jenna Ellis says no state should be rushing to coronate a president with false results.
It is not about overturning an outcome. It is about making sure that election integrity is preserved, and every American should want that.
The Trump camp defending legal challenges to the presidential election results during a news conference at GOP headquarters in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As legal challenges regarding the election continue in battleground states, Republicans on Capitol Hill are saying we should just let the process play out.
The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing its challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases are still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican said Wednesday that it's important to go through the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier. Unless that's done thoroughly, and I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome, that's what the process is about. And I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Week 11 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with a great game between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, hosting Christian Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Kickoff for that game set for just after 8:20 Eastern Time on Fox. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.